Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, tells us Rav Rav Huna Ikel Lebei Reish Galusa. Rav Rav Huna came to the home of Reish Galusa, Aisu Taka Kamei, and they brought him the table, as Tosfos explains. In those days, they did not have one large table as we have, on which people ate and sat. Rather, they had in front of every individual his own small table. And says the Gemara, they brought the table and the food that were put on the table. And says the Gemara, Paras Mappa. Rav Rav Huna put on the table a covering over the food, and then he said Kiddush, and then he said Kiddush. And Rashi has two pshatim here on how to understand this Gemara. One pshat that Rashi suggests, going back to the previous sugya that we learned, the sugya of the machloikas of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, if one is allowed to eat on Erev Shabbos, and one is allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. And the second pshat that Rashi quotes is that in the previous Gemara we learned that even Rabbi Yossi, who has the lenient opinion regarding eating on Erev Shabbos, and also a more lenient opinion regarding eating on Erev Pesach, agrees that if one began eating Erev Pesach, and now the night of Pesach has come, he's not allowed to continue eating. Rav Yossi agrees that he has to be mafsik. He has to stop and then eat, and then make Kiddush, and then continue his meal, unlike on Shabbos. And that's how Rashi, the second pshat, learns is what happened here. It was Erev Pesach. The person had begun eating on Erev Pesach, as most Rishonim explain, even Rav Yossi agrees that's the situation, that you have to stop, and so they covered the food and he ate. That's Rashi's second pshat. But that is not the pshat that most Rishonim learn. Most Rishonim learn pshat that this is a din on every Friday evening. And that the Gemara is teaching us that on Friday evening, one comes home, he should make Kiddush, and only after he makes Kiddush, then they should bring the table with the food. And the reason is because we want to show how important the Suda Shabbos is to us. And the way we show how important the Suda Shabbos is to us, that we make Kiddush, and only after we make Kiddush, then and only then is the meal brought out. So Tosfos himself asks that, why don't we do so? So Tosfos says that we don't have, as I said at the beginning of our shiur, small tables on which everybody eats their own individual meal. Rather, we have one large table at which everyone sits. And therefore, to set the table, this large table, and bring it out only after Kiddush is difficult. And on the contrary, it will be an interruption between the Kiddush and the meal. And as the Gemara here teaches us in the next sugya, how important it is to have Kiddush b'makom suda, and that's why we don't do so. Furthermore, the Rishonim point out the very famous Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Beis, that Gemara says that if somebody comes home from shul, from the Beis HaKnesses, on Friday evening, and he finds the candles lit and the table set and the entire house properly neat and clean, the Malach Toiv that escorts him home says, Yirotzen Shetahei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach, and the Malach Ra has to grudgingly agree. And the Gemara goes on to say, if Chas V'Shalom, it's the reverse, then the Malach Ra says next week it should be the same, and the Malach Tov unfortunately has to agree. But don't we see from here, ask the Rishonim, that the table is supposed to be set before the meal? How are we saying that the table is only set after Kiddush? So Tosfos explains, Tosfos says what it means is that the table is set, and the way we're learning the Gemara, it's very geschmack. The table is set. It's a small table that's perfectly set, just they don't bring it into the dining area until after Kiddush. But then there's another pshat, the pshat of the Emek Sheila. The Emek Sheila says that the table is set in front of the person who's making Kiddush. The person makes Kiddush by the table. And what the Gemara here is speaking about is about the chalas, that the chalas are not brought to the table until after Kiddush. Everything else could be set and prepared. And according to that, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos is very understandable, because indeed, one is supposed to come home to find his home completely, his table and his home completely set before. But as the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Aruchayim Sif Tes quotes this Gemara, Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech Shtei Mapa Al Shulchan Tachas HaMapa Tachas HaPas, you have to have a tablecloth on the table under the bread, or Mapa Acheres Prus Al Gabav, and another covering on top of the bread. And as all the Rishonim, as all the Paiskim, beginning, of course, with the Mishnah Berurah, say that there are three reasons for this very famous halacha that the table has to be set, that the challahs have to be covered before the meal begins. One reason is because, as Al Gemara says, that when you come home, that you bring out the table, you bring out the food, l'kavod Shabbos. The second reason is shelo yira pas b'ishtai. We know that the halacha is, as the Gemara Masechta Brachos teaching us, the Gemara Masechta Brachos, daf mem aleph amen aleph, teaches us that you have food made from the shivas haminim, from the seven minim which Eretz Yisrael was blessed with, a bracha on one of those foods comes first. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss, and what is if you have different foods from the Shivas Haminim, which of those foods come first, which of those foods come later. And the Gemara says we follow the order as they are listed in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Eretz Chit of a Sa'ir of a Geffen, the first of the Shivas Haminim that I mentioned in that Pasuk, is chita, is wheat. So if that's the case, we ought to first make a bracha on the bread, hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. But we know that we're supposed to make kiddush first. So we cover the bread, that the bread should not see that we're making the bracha bar pri hagafen on the kiddush before we make the hamotzi on the wine. What is the boishes? So most mepharshim explain, as we just said, the boishes is that we're making a hagofen before we make a hamotzi. The Taz has a little different version of this. The Taz version is that the boishes is that the bread is upset, embarrassed, that we make the bracha make the kiddush on wine versus making kiddush on bread, even though we know the halacha is that we're allowed to make kiddush on bread. And the third reason the Rishonim give for covering the bread, which is the reason that actually Tosfos here quotes from the Shiltis, is because on Shabbos we want to make a zeichel amon, and we know that when the mon fell, there was a layer below, beneath the mon, and there was a layer below, above the mon, above the man, and therefore we make a zecher by having a covering above and below the mon. The Mefarshim asked the obvious question. The question is, why do we make a zeicher for the man specifically on Shabbos? If anything, they suggest, we ought not to make a zeicher for the man on Shabbos, because on Shabbos the man didn't fall. So one pshat that I saw is that the man fell a double portion, as we know, Lechem Mishnah, on Friday. And on Shabbos, as we've discussed in previous Shurim, indeed there was Lechem Mishnah. So the reason we make the Zeicher for the Mon, specifically on Shabbos, is because Shabbos we have the Lechem Mishnah, which is also connected to the Mon, so that's the time to make a Zeicher for the Mon. Another pshat that I saw from the Eish Lavrom, from the B'chatcha Rav, is that all bracha, Shabbos, the Makar HaBracha, Shabbos is the source of all bracha in our life. And since Shabbos is the source of all bracha in our life, so we want, the man represents our panasa, our sustenance, so we want to make a bracha specifically on the man. We want to make a zeicher for the man on Shabbos, that all of the food that we eat all week should be blessed. A third pshat that I saw why we make the zeicher for the man on Shabbos is, as we said, specifically because the man did not fall on Shabbos. And we know that the Gemara says, "Ein habracha mitzuya ela b'dava hasamim min ayin." Bracha is only found in a place where there is, where we don't see, we keep something quiet, we keep something but sneeze. So specifically on Shabbos, when we don't have the man falling, and we don't think about the man, that's the time to make a zeicher for the man. And another pshat that I saw is that we know that there's a very famous machloikus rishonim. What is the definition of the Neshama Yisera that we all have on Shabbos? Machloikus Rashi and Eben Ezra. And Rashi's opinion is that the Neshama Yisera is not necessarily something spiritual. The definition of the Neshama Yisera is Roichiv Leiv, the ability to eat more on Shabbos and not be overly full, to be able to enjoy our extra food. So the Mefarshim say that one of the characteristics of the man is Lechem Abirim. Lechem Abirim means that the man was absorbed in the body of the people that ate it. And as we just explained, Shabbos food has the same characteristic, that the food that we eat on Shabbos gets absorbed into our bodies. And therefore, Shabbos is the appropriate time, therefore, to make a Zeich Laman. It's interesting to note that we've given, as we've learned our Sugya, three reasons why to eat, why to have the food that we eat, the challah that we eat, covered. And one of them is based on the pshat that we quoted in the Gemara, the first pshat of Rashi, the pshat of most Rishonim, that bringing the food after the meal shows the yikra, the shapsa. It shows how the chshivas of the sud, the Shabbos, and the chshivas of the Kiddush. But we know most people don't have the minig that they bring the food to the table only after Kiddush. So certainly the Paiskim say that silverware, dishes, plates, etc., are not included in what in any of the pshatim that can't be brought before the Kiddush. I also saw that the minig of the Gra, it's quoted in the Maaser Rav, was indeed to not bring the challis to the table until after Kiddush, given the first reason that we gave in the Gemara for making Kiddush, for in our Pshat Na Gemara that we only bring the food after the Kiddush. As I said, that's most people don't have the minig. And the main reason, as is very much clear in the next sugya, is because of the concern of not having a hefsik, not having an interruption between the Kiddush and the Suda, that we should go right from the Kiddush into the meal, not be busy with setting the table. Although, interestingly, I did see that Rav Hershel Shechter Shlita, in the Sefer Pnine HaRav, quotes a story from Rav Yoshe Ben Salavechik, that he was once at some sort of a convention where they were for Shabbos, and the tables were set in the dining room, as usually is the case, after the tables were set when in the dining room, as everybody came into the dining room after davening, and he walked in and he saw that that was what's happening, and he was very upset because, as our Gemara teaches us, the Pshat of our Gemara, that the food should not be put on the table until after Kiddush. And he, in fact, insisted that they should remove all of the food from the tables prior to Kiddush being made. But as I said, most people don't have that minhag. Furthermore, as we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch says that the food on the table should be, the chalos on the table should be covered on top and on bottom. And the reason is, as we said, because that's how it was with the mon, that the mon had a layer below and above the mon. I did see that there are Rishonim already. There's a Talmud of Rajba, whose name was Rav Evan Shuab, that says that the tablecloth and that the cover on the chalas should be white, because there's a Malbim that says that during the week, the covering on the mon was transparent. On Shabbos, the Lechem Mishnah that fell on Shabbos had a white covering above and below it. And that's Pshat, what the Pasuk says. The mon was Kizera Gad Lovan. And therefore, there are people that have a minig that it should be a white tablecloth and a white challah cover. Furthermore, most Paiskim I saw are of the opinion, or Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion, that many people don't have the chalas directly on the table. They have the chalas on a challah board made out of silver or wood, and that is not considered a hefsik between the challah and the white or the tablecloth under it. However, I did see that the Shalos Tshuvos Ber Moshe from the Debrei Tzina Rav in Chelik Vav Simen Kuf Lamedalid, he says that the chalas should be directly on the tablecloth, not because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shatarach Shatei Mapa Al Shulchan Tachas Amapa Umachas Acheres Prusa Al Gabov. As we continue learning the sugya, we discover that the Gemara actually, this is not the first time in our sugya here in Perek Avei Psachim, that the Gemara mentions this issue of Pyrus Mappa. The Gemara said previously that Amar Yehuda Mishmu, and Allah like Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Yossi, Ela Pyrus Mapa Makadish. The Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda that says that if you come home and you have to, and you're ready in the middle of a meal when Shabbos begins, that you have to stop the meal and bench and make Kiddush. Nor, says Shmuel, on the bottom of that Kuf Amin Aleph, is the halacha like Rabbi Yossi that you can continue eating a meal and only make Kiddush at the end of the meal. Rather, the halacha is that you don't have to bench if you're in the middle of the meal. But Pyrus Mapa, the same words that we're learning in our Gemara, Pyrus Mapa Umekadish. And the question that all the Mefarshim ask are really two questions. One question is, Shmuel is not passing a lot like Rabbi Yossi, nor like Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel's an Amira. Rabbi Yossi says, you only make Kiddush at the end of the meal. Rabbi Yehuda says, bench immediately. Here Shmuel is saying, you do neither. You don't bench immediately, but you don't wait for Kiddush until the end of the meal. How could Shmuel go against both opinion? He's an Amira. One issue. Another issue that they discuss is the Pyrus Mapa Mekadesh that Shmuel is referring to, the same Pyrus Mapa Mekadesh that we're discussing in the Gemara that we just learned, or is it a different Pyrus Mapa Mekadesh? So some say that Shmuel actually paskins like Rabbi Yossi. He agrees that you don't have to interrupt your meal. Not like Rabbi Yehuda. But since, as we learn in the next sugya, Shmuel also very strongly follows the opinion that we have to have Kiddush v'makom suda. So as the Rishonim explain, Rabbi Yossi's opinion that if you're in the middle of the meal, you finish your meal, and then you make Kiddush, is because he holds the Kiddush v'makom suda allows for Kiddush to take place even after the suda. And even if the Kiddush is after the suda, you still have fulfilled Kiddush v'makom suda. Shmuel holds that isn't Kiddush v'makom suda. Kiddush v'makom suda is only Kiddush before the meal. And therefore Shmuel says, I agree conceptually with Rabbi Yossi, but I have a problem. If you're going to make Kiddush after the meal, that can't be considered Kiddush v'makom suda. That's one pshat. But there's another pshat in Shmuel. The Shmuel actually say, some Rishonim had a third opinion. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, bench on the spot, make Kiddush. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, finish your meal and then make Kiddush. And the Chacham hold, you don't have to bench, but you have to make Kiddush as soon as Shabbos comes. What is the Machloikus? The Machloikus is, what is Paras Mapa Mekadosh all about? If we hold the Paras Mapa Mekadosh is to show the Kavod HaShabbos, so if it's to show the Kavod HaShabbos, so you only can show the Kavod HaShabbos is by covering the meal, the middle of the meal. If you're going to do it at the end of the meal, you will have not have shown the Chshivas of Shabbos. If you hold that you want to make a Zeich Laman, similarly, you have to be Pyrus Mapa Mekadosh. Because as we explained earlier in our shiur, it's so important to do this Zeich Laman every Shabbos. But if we hold that the whole point of Pyrus Mapa Mekadosh is, as we explained, Shlo Yira HaPas Poishtoi, that's when is there a concern of Layira HaPas Poishtoi? The concern of Layira HaPas Poishtoi is if I'm making Kiddush and I have the Challah uncovered. But here I'm not making Kiddush, so I don't have to have the Kala uncovered. It must be that he has a whole different opinion of the Chachamim. So again, it's very gishmak. If we learn that Shmuel holds that the reason for Pyrus Mapa is Zeich Laman, or Pyrus Mapa is to show the Chshivas of the Suda Shabbos, that's why Shmuel, even though he agrees with Rabbi Yossi conceptually, has to have a Pyrus Mapa in the middle of the meal in order to accomplish that Pyrus Mapa. And you can't have it at the end of the meal, you're not eating bread anymore. If, however, it's only because to show La Yira Pas Poishtoi, so there's no problem of Yira Pas Poishtoi, then we have to say that it must be that Shmuel has a new opinion, the opinion of the Chachamim that hold, the opinion of the Chachamim that will not hold neither like Rabbi Yossi nor like Rabbi Yehuda. And actually, this issue is also relevant to how we learn Pshat in another Gemara. The Gemara on the back, on the top of Daf Kuf Amud Beis, says the Gemara wants to speak about Havdalah. Why do you do what the Gemara quotes Rav Techlifa that says Om Rav Techlifa by Rav Dimi Om Shmuel Kshem Shemafsikim LeKiddush Kach Mafsikim LeAvdalah. But just like if you're eating a Friday afternoon and Shabbos comes, the halacha is, as we just said, you have to stop and be paris mapa makadish. So too is the halacha if you're eating as Shabbos ends, you have to stop to make havdalah. And the Gemara asks immediately, my mafsikin, what does Shmuel mean when he says mafsikin? Lav la kira shulchan. Doesn't it mean that you have to remove the entire table? Paris mapa is inadequate. And therefore the Gemara's question is, just like on Matzah Shabbos you have to remove the table, shouldn't that be the halacha on Friday afternoon, Friday evening as well? Says the Gemara, loy lamapa. And the machlokes rishonim, how to understand what the Gemara means with these words, loy lamapa. The pasht pshat, which is the way the Rif and many other rishonim learn, is that the Gemara is teaching us that just like by Kiddush, pyrus map is enough, so too, by Havdalah, Pyrus map is enough. But other Rishonim, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, learns differently. He says that no, that by Havdalah, Pyrus Mappa is not enough. There you have to have Akira Shulchan. And by Kiddush, Pyrus map is enough. So the question is, why? What is this Machlokes about? And why indeed, according to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, is Havdalah not treated like Kiddush? So if we learn that the point of being Pyrus Mappa is to show that we're making a hefsik, that we're separating, if that's pshat, so it's very gishmak. So on Friday evening you have to do so, and on Motzei Shabbos you have to do so, and the Gemara is saying that how do you accomplish that? We're being Pyrus Mappa. But if we say that the Pyrus Mappa of Friday afternoon is for the other reasons, which certainly don't apply in Motzei Shabbos, the reasons of La Yira Pas Boishtoi, the reason of Zeich Laman, so then it's very gishmak. On Friday afternoon, there's one reason for being Pyrus Mappa, and Pyrus Mappa is enough. On Motzei Shabbos, when those reasons don't apply, you have to do something else, because there's a whole different purpose, and there Akira Shulchan is required.